Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN.
Like it. Little Ace of Base. God, this song was popular. Came out 92.
Still good today, I always say.
Ain't that good? They had three good hits.
A three-hit wonder.
Mm. Found a nice list online. Got 90s club hits.
90s? Oh, that's a solid
list. There's some good songs in that list.
Oh, there are. Some great stuff. Now you're talking my... those are my peeps.
People know all the bump music today.
We spent a good part of our first hour talking about the Patriots and the Giants. Of course, the Rays tipping pitches to the Astros. We had an all-lady segment. We wanted to see if there were any ladies out there.
They're there.
We've been told it's a dominating male audience, but no, we do have lady listeners. And we took three calls from all ladies, and I pointed out to Chris, historically, radio, so I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or not, but
that's like
2%. Less than 1% of all people will actually pick up to call into a show that they listen to.
Either way.
All right. Well,
1 to 2%.
We got at least 300 ladies listening out there.
Absolutely.
Last time.
Absolutely. They're out there. We only had a time for take three. We could have taken more.
Absolutely. So there's that. We had Sound Street, more football. Don't forget, coming up next hour is our big 4 o'clock hour on a Friday. We have the Sheeman Shepherd Pigskin Picks, which I will take desperate measures in. I'll explain later.
It's October, Craig.
You think it's too early or too late?
It's too early.
I am the two-time defending champ.
Keep in mind, like, we've got Thanksgiving weekend that Wednesday. Last year, we picked 17 games.
Did we really do that many?
We did. It's rivalry week.
Oh,
and you're not going to not pick the Egg Bowl, right?
Well, yeah. You're probably right, Chris.
Exactly.
All right. So we'll have that. We'll have Gabe Morenci on at 4:30. We'll have Wikipedia, which I'm looking at the Wikipedia questions here today.
Miscellaneous, right? Or
it's very miscellaneous.
Oh, Dumpster Fire says this song reminds me of the leading receivers from the 93 season.
Here we go.
That's a little too early to get me really excited to talk about something. You go mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back when football was football, right?
Yes. And to all you Gator fans out there, Mick Hubert, the radio play-by-play announcer for the Florida Gators, they're ranked 7th in the country, taking on number 5 LSU Saturday night. We'll have it here on 99.3 ESPN starting at 7. But Mick Hubert will be here today, 5 o'clock.
Call, on the phone.
Call all your Gator fans. Yeah, he'll be on the show, on the phone. Call all your Gator fans and friends and gather around the radio like an FDR fireside chat, and we'll sit here and we'll really get deep into Florida Gator football. So with all that on our plate, don't forget our phone number, 239-337-ESPN. It is time for a Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, Sunday's much-anticipated matchup between the Redskins and Dolphins will feature Case Keenum starting for the Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins players are calling Kirk Cousins the weakest part of Vikings offense. Earl Thomas has been fined $21,000 for his hit that knocked Mason Rudolph out of the game. The U is in action tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN, and 13th-ranked Oregon hosts Colorado, 10 o'clock FS1.
Man, you're talking Jerry Rice, Sterling Sharp.
Oh, was 93 a good year?
Bad Moon Rising. One of the great names ever in football history, the tight end for the Buffalo Bills, Pete Metzelaar. Remember him?
Yes.
Big Pete.
The reason this is funny, was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Ernest Givens.
One of our texters took the show down a rabbit hole hijacked the show.
Chris Carter.
No, he called.
And wanted to know, like, the leading rusher.
From 2008.
And I blew it off, and then you two went and did it, and it became a whole thing.
That's not at all how it happened.
That's exactly how it went down.
I had the conversation with him behind the scene, like, hey, man, you know, I can't just put you on and ask that question. It'll bog down the whole show.
Because we weren't talking about
it. So then I hung up with the guy.
And then we bogged down the whole show.
The guy's name was Anthony.
Yeah.
And then you, Nosy Nancy over there, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Well, if you really want to know, Craig, he wanted to know if you guys knew who the leading rushers from 2008 were. Which I believe were Michael Turner for the Falcons. Was it Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson, yeah.
Fine.
Got it going. Webster Slaughter.
I will accept some blame and responsibility for that. But we're not doing it again today.
Uh-huh.
This is Friday and fun. I don't want to be bogged down with stats.
Herschel Walker.
But stats are fun.
No,
stats are fun.
Have you ever taken a statistics class? Not fun.
They called me the statistician back in the day.
Did they really?
Statistician. Can't even say it.
Herman Moore for the Lions.
Now you're talking.
Your leading receiver.
My favorite Lion receiver.
Is that Moore with an E at the end?
Yes.
Yes. Not Calvin Johnson.
Virginia kid, right? If I remember correctly.
Fact. The good memory, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
I want to put on the poll.
He won me money.
I got a question for the poll. I want to put the Redskins and the Dolphins on the poll. I'm intrigued by this game.
Yeah,
everybody wants to act like this is a dog game because it's the two worst teams in the NFL. It's the tank for Tua Bowl. I think it's one of the most fascinating games on the schedule this
weekend. I think Miami's going to win. I'll save my pick.
It's on our pigskin picks.
I just have this feeling they're going to win.
Let's put it on the poll.
And Chris is going to be so depressed.
I'm going to be so – I'm wearing my Tank for Tua shirt today.
I know you are.
Like, this is the weekend, guys. This is when we need to step up as a fan base and really support the Washington Redskins coming down here in the heat. Show up to the stadium.
Yeah.
Put on your – do they call it garnet and gold? I mean,
sure.
I know that that's what Florida State calls it, but it's very similar. Mm-hmm. Wear your garnet and gold, your crimson and gold, your yellow and burgundy, whatever color scheme that is official to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Buy your $16 ticket online and show up to the Rock, Redskins fans, and really support Coach Callahan, Case Keenum, and this really talented, underperforming Washington Redskins side.
I was invited. I got an email from the Dolphins, and I read it to Craig the other day. I'm invited to some special tailgate party that to take pictures with fake statues like Dan Marino's fake, you know.
Oh, really?
Not the fake Hall of
like
Fame
cutouts?
Statues. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm not going, but.
No. Of course you're not. All right. Well, let's I'm serious. Let's put it on the poll. Who's winning this game?
Okay. Just who's winning?
A Tank for Tua question. Who's winning this game? The Washington Redskins or the Miami Dolphins? I want to see if it's. I just want to see what the numbers are. That's what we do. And then that game will be on our Pigskin Picks later, but you can vote on it right now at 99.3 ESPN on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. How's that? We got to have something up there on a Friday. We'll put that there. I did get a text earlier today, wanting an update on Chris's electric car. Remember you were up to the wee hours putting together a car for your son's first birthday. Your older son got a piece of the fiberglass and hit you over the head with it. Is the car still operational, Chris? That's the first start, I think. I'll let him finish putting up the poll.
Yeah, hold on.
I know. I'm throwing all this at you. It's all right. By the way, the Redskins are 3-point favorites in that game, just so you know.
A.J. Hinch just made his pitching lineup official. Zach Greinke, Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, 1-2-3.
Gosh, that's
right
tough.
Right there. It is tough.
I would recommend they jump on Greinke. Otherwise, it's going to be all... it might be a short series. This one's got seven written all over it.
It does. I think it's going seven.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. All right. Are we good, Chris?
No, I'm trying to find the official hashtag for the Washington Redskins. I can't find it.
Oh, yeah. You can't use Redskins. It's politically incorrect. The team from Washington.
They're, of course, Washington W. It's, everything's alphabetical online. You got to go all the way down to the bottom of the article.
Yeah.
I'll get that pull up in a second.
All right. So how's the electric car? Is it still running?
Yeah, it's working really well.
Does your son use it every day?
Yes.
All right. But that's you told me you got a remote control where you could follow behind him. And
so my wife actually takes him out in the
street.
Yeah, the road, whatever.
Low traffic area, safe area.
I don't know why I was stumbling over that really difficult word.
Your older lady friend, did she write him up for a ticket?
No. there's actually been further development with her.
Oh,
so
now I get it. What? Like
my
what?
Neighbors have. They have an RV. Oh. They brought it into the neighborhood and parked it in front of my house. And I live at the end of a street,
right.
So there's no traffic in front of my.
So you look
house.
Out your front living room window and you got to look at their big RV.
Right. Well, it was when what was the hurricane that might have hit us was coming through?
Dorian. Right.
It was when Dorian was coming, and they let me know. They're like, hey, is it okay if I park it here for a few days? If Dorian gets close, we're going to load up and take it.
That was 4 weeks ago.
Right. Well, I was fine with it. I was like, yeah, no problem.
It's still there?
No, it was there for a couple days, and then they moved it. Well, they got written up. They actually got fined for it.
Ooh.
And it was this lady that I've had an issue with as well. So they just went to the board meeting on Tuesday night of this week.
Yeah.
And they said, like, it was the hot seat. Like, they went in. There were two chairs with a semicircle around it where everybody else was seated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't go to this, so I don't.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
It's like a Bad Eyes Wide Shut scene.
But this white sunglasses lady who everybody has to she and her husband were not allowed to be at the meeting because there have been issues with other people, and they get very, very
intense
in your face about a lot of this stuff.
Wow. So what? By the way,
park your big wheel across the street.
Yeah. What is the fine for parking an SUV on the street too long? Is it like $90?
I think they said $200.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was a legitimate.
That would
fine.
Get my attention.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
But didn't they claim a hurricane emergency? All rules are off at that point. I mean, that you got to give. You got to be cool during a hurricane.
I agree. We got to, you know, let's not. Life is not black and white. There's a lot of gray in life, and we got to figure out that the rules for somebody at the front of the neighborhood aren't necessarily the same rules that the people at the end of a street should abide by.
What a philosopher. First Nietzsche, now Chris. I like that.
How about that?
Yeah. Life is
hey, can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right. HTTR. Thank you, everybody. That's their official.
Oh, hail to the Redskins?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the average non-Redskin fan would not know that.
I had no clue. But there are a lot of stupid ones. Like, we can go through these if you want.
Give me a couple stupid ones.
That's
right, their main hashtag for their team, HTTR, Hail to the Redskins. Nobody's going to know that.
Like, and when I say official hashtag, like when you put the hashtag, the team logo will show up by the hashtag. So I like to be uniform with that.
Right.
So like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is hashtag here we go.
Really?
That's stupid.
That's that song. They have a song. I don't know if you remember.
Do they?
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. That's
no,
stupid.
No. It's here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. It's like Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Like the Chargers. Hashtag bolt up.
Yeah,
that's
but they have a song, too. I mean, San Diego Superchargers.
San Diego Superchargers. Did they change it to L.A.?
No, I don't know. But that's the one that was somewhat decent.
I love that song.
It always
song.
Reminded me of Verb. Remember Multiplication Rock, where they'd have all those little cute little songs like
Detroit is hashtag One Pride.
It should be hashtag rebuilding since 1957.
The Bengals. This is the worst. Hashtag seize the day.
Oh,
D-E-Y.
Carpe
Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a stupid question. May I get an answer to this? Why are none of them, since the NFL is so logo happy, why are none of them hashtag the name of the team? Hashtag Redskins.
I'm reading the stupid ones. So
the legitimate teams that know what they're doing.
Like
all right,
the
how
Bills.
About the stupid Patriots? They do everything the right way.
What
is the Patriot way on social media?
I believe they were go hashtag go Pats.
Yeah.
And the Vikings, hashtag skull, hashtag fins up for the Dolphins, hashtag LA Rams for the LA Rams. There are a lot of them that make sense. Not crazy about the Jags, hashtag Duval with three U's.
Yeah.
Why? What's Duval?
Duval County.
Wow.
Makes it,
they don't have three U's in Duval County?
Yes, you're right about that. like hashtag Red Sea for the Falcons. I don't know.
This is entirely stupid.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. 239. Where's the list music? We are doing
That's
a
right.
list of hashtags.
Come on.
Around the NFL.
Well, the list is over.
Oh, goodness gracious. Speaking of the Jags and Duval, Shad Khan thinks he had a little heart to heart with Jalen Ramsey. I think he told him how much he loves him and wants him to stay. He thinks Jalen's going to play against the Saints this weekend. He thinks.
Yeah.
We'll see how bad that bad back is or not.
Wait, practice yesterday?
Practice, yeah. I mean, if he doesn't play, it's clearly that he's just holding. He just doesn't. Yeah. He's not going to do it. He could play.
What was the story yesterday? Now, you remember, now, Chris, I don't know if you remember this, but back in the day, the Jaguars punter literally injured himself with an axe.
Yeah.
I saw a story floating around yesterday.
Jack Del Rio, remember we brought it up the other day.
Is it a hatchet?
Jack Del Rio wouldn't talk about it. We talked about this off the air, but not on the air.
But have they recently rediscovered the axe? It's part of team history.
No, they did a 30 for 30 on ESPN, a feature about the history of the Jaguars or something. And Jack Del Rio would not be in it. He didn't want to talk about it.
So they had like a stump locker room. It was like pound the stump.
He kept the axe after the injury. He kept it.
The punter decided to do a thing on the stump, and he ended up grazing it off of the stump and actually hit himself. And he missed the rest of the year. He injured himself with that. There was blood all over the floor of the Jaguars locker room.
What a loser.
But that axe is part of the team now, the team history, the team lore, and somebody has it.
Jack Del Rio had it in his office, and obviously not now, but he did. And then I don't know, but we wouldn't go on and talk about it, which is, I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
What is he hiding? Could he be sued if he talked about it?
I don't know, statute of limitations.
I would think the statutes are up.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, thigh, doesn't practice. He's day-to-day. I don't know if he's playing this weekend against the 49ers. That's another game on our
Tried to tell
picks.
You guys.
What?
Todd Gurley.
It's done.
It's over.
Oh, and
no, you were spot on with your assessment. I never fought you on that.
I never did either.
That was like, too much money.
I had it back and forth with a few textures when I said, hey, don't draft Todd Gurley. Let somebody else deal with that headache. Oh, what are you talking about? They say he's fine. Look, they can say all that they want. Sean McVay still says that he's fine. Mm-hmm. But go look at the numbers.
Also, a Tyreek Hill game time decision for Sunday against Houston. Sammy Watkins, though, listed as doubtful. As you know, Case Keenum will start versus Miami. Dwayne Haskins will back him up, not Colt McCoy. Oh. And they flexed out October 27th, if you care about this, in Week 8. The Raiders and Texans move from 1 p.m. to 4:25. The Broncos and Colts move from 4:25 to 1, both on CBS.
Wait a minute. The Raiders got flexed into primetime?
That's 3-2.
420. The Raiders at Texans got moved to 4:25, and the Broncos at Indy got
real quick
knocked down to 1 p.m.
I know I'm putting you guys on the spot. Who would be your coach of the year in the NFL so far through 6 weeks?
Right now?
Or 5 weeks, sorry.
Shanahan, 49ers, maybe?
No, I know what you're thinking. You're going to have Gruden.
Are you going Gruden?
If Gruden, those are the two names that pop into my head. Kyle Shanahan and Gruden.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. That was a long way to go.
Oh, five weeks.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But for that team to be 3-2.
Yeah.
Two big wins on the road.
Really solid wins. I mean, in Indy and beating the Bears.
In London?
Yep.
That's a solid.
Without AB.
Those are solid wins.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe.
It ain't Freddie Kitchens.
No.
No. He might be one and done.
I mean, Derek Carr is putting up really good numbers this year.
Wow. I wonder if there's ever been a coach of the year and his brother coach got fired all in the same year.
Probably not.
Probably not, right.
Probably not, but.
Yeah. I think maybe like. Frank Wright in Indiana. Indianapolis.
And also, what's his name in Buffalo so far?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting food for thought.
Yeah, in fact, I would.
Has anybody got any update on Mason Rudolph? Are they dragging his scrambled brains out there onto the field this weekend? I heard he was limited in practice but not ruled out for this weekend. And I heard there was a bunch of fighting going on in Steelers practice, which is normal throughout the year.
Well, you get a
but they're really going after each other.
You get
practice.
A crazy guy like Mika Fitzpatrick into your locker room, and no telling what happens.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, here's where the Miami Dolphins need to worry. There's a new tone set for the Washington Redskins since we were talking about them earlier. Have you heard how Bill Callahan has changed things up?
Oh yeah, practice is done. No, it's not.
No, here's what I heard. No music during stretching.
I have the list. Captains were stationed in front of their teammates during stretches. That's one. Players said they jogged more in between drills.
Cracking the whip.
Cardio's important.
Jog, not run. After practice, they ran sprints the width of the field, not the length. The width of the field.
Which is what, 45 yards across?
Which, say, I thought it was 40, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was 52. Right.
Look it up now. I got to know. and this is something they have not done since training camp.
Oh.
So it's a new world order in our nation's capital as they get ready to take on the Miami Dolphins.
Man, oh, man. Well, now that changes everything for me. They're
going
to want a winning streak.
Change your pick.
53 1/3 yard wide.
53 and one third.
Okay.
Now, what's a Canadian Football League with?
That's different. Why does that matter?
I just got this glare.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Chris
65
like,
yards across.
Six. So one's 53, one's 65.
Well, sorry. In Canada, it's 59 meters
across. Don't confuse me with that. No, when I ask that question, I got to look from Chris across the glass like, dude, it's 3 o'clock on a Friday. I don't want to be looking crap up for you right now. That's what that was.
Seriously.
Tank for Trevor says, Jesus Christ, scrambled brains.
Yeah. I thought everybody was thinking it.
Well, fact.
We're going back to Coach of the Year, McDermott in Buffalo. He'd be probably be right now.
He'd be up there. Absolutely.
He might be, yeah.
I think that would, but that'd be your three, right?
Those three, yeah, absolutely.
Right Shanahan,
yeah.
Gruden, and McDermott.
All right.
Who would have thunk it?
And you never put Bill Belichick in this category.
No, he can't ever
win. It's like the Greg Popovich thing.
Yeah.
Like, Greg Popovich never going to win NBA Coach of the Year.
Right.
He should be it every single year.
Right.
So let's rename the award the Greg Popovich Award. Let's rename it the Bill Belichick Coach of the Year.
Let's not do that.
No, they're going to rename the Lombardi Trophy that, which they have talked about.
You know,
seriously,
I try to do something nice.
Yeah, yeah. Gave a compliment.
And that's
my
what
idea.
I met with.
It's not my idea. I'm saying that's
no,
been
but
floated.
You voiced it.
That's been floated
I
out
am
there.
Never the gonna call it the Belichick Trophy.
Shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Coach of the Year is gonna end up being like Pete Carroll or Matt Patricia or somebody. It's not gonna be one. It's not gonna be Gruden. It's not
I'll tell
be,
you what.
What
if the flower keeps it up in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Watch out.
Le Fleur. Oh, I would like to see him get it just to throw that into Aaron Rodgers' face. Because now I could say, what, you're not going to listen to me? I'm freaking Coach of the Year, mm-hmm. dude. That would be awesome. Oh, I hope they get in an argument Monday night.
Who?
Oh,
LaFleur
and Aaron Rodgers just go at it toe-to-toe. But then you know what will happen? Rodgers will get pissed. He'll start throwing 80-yard bombs for touchdowns.
Well,
no, we know
don't
what
go well in Detroit on Monday night. It might
it's
you might
see
some
Green
friction.
Bay. It's in Green Bay.
Oh, is it? It is?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it was in Detroit. All right.
I would much rather play in Lambeau in October than in December like we normally do.
You guys have pretty good success there, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I mean, close games. You whipped them
last year. You knocked them out of the game.
The last 2 years, we've won games there. Before that, would you care to look up the streak? I think we were 0 for 30.
I just said recently. I know that. Okay. I just said recently. I know last year you knocked Rodgers out
and
of the
game. We gave him a concussion.
Yeah.
He's going to be intimidated by us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's Monday's problem. Don't worry about that later on. Don't forget, the Buccaneers are in London Sunday early, taking on the Panthers. 8:30 Sunday morning, airtime right here.
That's the Bloody Mary Mimosa game.
That's right. 99.3 ESPN is brought to you by Towboat US and 999 Sean King. That's 888 Sean King. What'd you put this typo in here
for? Did you put 999 Sean King?
You did.
Don't do that to Sean King.
I think you copied and pasted. There was probably something that said 99.3 in there we didn't eliminate. 888 Sean King. Everybody
yes.
knows that because I've heard it 1,000 times on radio and TV. Good advertising by
it
him.
It is.
You won there in 2015.
888.
That 2015 ended the streak of all streaks of losing there.
Oh, my God.
It's like 30 years.
It's not that bad.
No?
What are the scores?
How far back?
I don't have the scores, but the Packers beat the Lions at Lambeau Field every year from 1992 to 2014. It's a 22-year window.
It's a lifetime for
there
some
people. There were people who were out at a bar celebrating their 21st birthday who have never seen the Lions win in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes, it was significant.
Yeah, well, I told you, the Patriots in Miami was 17 straight years.
Well,
they never won in Miami.
It's not 22.
No,
you're not topping me.
Close.
You're not one-upping me here.
I'm not one-upping you.
I win.
I'm trying to make you feel better.
All right, don't forget the Bucks early.
You guys see that Texas State game last night?
No, I did not. I did not watch that.
UL Monroe, they're for real.
Are they?
Yep.
All right, maybe we'll break it
Shut
down.
Shut out the
come
Packers
back.
Last year, 31-0.
The Warhawks.
Yeah, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Can you dig it?
Black Box, everybody,
it is a
everybody.
Friday. Love it.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go to the phones. It's a Friday. Got a Pigskin Picks coming up at 4. Gabe Morenci at 4:30. Wikipedia at 4:45. And at 5 o'clock, Mick Hubert, the play-by-play voice of the Florida Gators as they get ready to take on LSU. Game of the year.
It is a game of the year thus far. Absolutely is.
Game of the year college football, game of the year SEC, game of the year for Florida. I mean, it just is.
It could be another game of the year next week, but right now, tomorrow.
Well, two weeks later, they got Georgia.
That is the game of the year.
Let's go to the phones. We were talking about NFL Coach of the Year. Chris suggested
3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks?
It's a bye week.
There's a bye week. In
yep.
There. Chris suggested that John Gruden might be actually the coach of the year at the NFL. If we were voting today, we got into a little sidebar discussion. JT and the Cape on the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you today, JT? Hey.
I'm good, fellas. How we doing on this happy Friday?
Fantastic.
I know it. I need a drink in my hand, but I'm driving right now, so I got to wait.
Yeah, wait off on that. That's my advice. Yeah. Wait till you get home.
All right, so I was listening out here, you guys, picking out you guys' coaches of the year and all that stuff. But here's the thing I got for you.
Yeah.
I got Pete Carroll. Now, my question for you is Pete Carroll Coach of the Year qualifications that he's 4-1, or is it Russell Wilson doing all the work and making Pete Carroll look like he could be Coach of the Year?
Well, they might go hand in hand because right now Russell Wilson might be the MVP of the league.
I think he would be.
I think so, too. I think his plus and minus numbers are better than he was actually when the year he won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and we're still very early in the season, really. I mean, it's six games
in. We're a third of the way in, roughly.
A third of the way done.
Yeah. But he would definitely – I think he was no doubt he would be the MVP right now.
Okay.
Yeah, which hand-in-hand may give Pete Carroll Coach of the Year if San Francisco has a big year. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call, JT. You know, the Rams don't – I don't know where they're going. Maybe they have that Super Bowl loss hangover. I don't know where they end up.
I think if Buffalo makes the playoffs, I think they go. I think McDermott's going to get Coach of the Year if Buffalo wins the playoff. But if the Raiders make the playoffs too, then that could be interesting.
It's normally what team exceeds expectations the most.
Yeah.
Buffalo would be
And
that
right
team.
Now, I think Buffalo, Oakland, and San Francisco are –
there was a lot of hype about San Francisco, though.
But they haven't played anyway. This will be their first real test this year.
But in that division, there was hype around it, but that was all that it was. It had never manifested itself in anything on the field.
Jimmy G continues to rack up wins as a starter. How about that? He is better than Tom Brady.
Stop it.
And more handsomer.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
239-337-ESPN is the number.
White Picket Wentz says Gators by 3, Eagles by 7.
Against the Vikings?
No.
In Minnesota, right?
No.
I don't know about that game.
Yeah, it's in Minnesota.
I don't know about that.
Minnesota's a different team in Minnesota.
When they don't play outside of their division, this is I love them.
I think Minnesota's the most unpredictable. One weekend, they look good.
Yep.
The next weekend, they look horrible.
But there's always the thing that's because Kirk Cousins can beat any bad team in the NFL, in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
But when he plays a playoff caliber team, he's not very good.
And the Eagles are a playoff caliber team.
But they're not in the division, and Minnesota's record against non-division opponents at home is ridiculously off the chart against the spread.
But the Eagles have let up a ton of yards through the air this year.
Yeah.
So it's a better defense against the run than it is against the pass, which means the Vikings are going to have to rely on number 8, not on Dalvin Cook. Is that something that you want? I mean, Adam Thielen had a big game last weekend.
Yeah, a little flu bug earlier this week, but back at practice.
Adam Thielen?
Yeah, but he's back. He's playing.
Get Stephon Diggs worked into the fold there. And
two malcontents?
Not anymore.
Well, as of last week, everything's fine.
Should be a good game, but the Vikings
at home. That reminds
me. Yeah,
a little sidebar. Yeah. Talk about malcontent wide receivers. Their start, the crack in the foundation in Cleveland is starting.
Yep. Told you.
Odell Beckham Jr. did an interview where he talks about hating. This is like 3 days after their 31-3 loss to the Niners. According to Next Gen Stats, Mayfield is just 2-for-6 passing for 27 yards when targeting Beckham in the San Francisco game. Over the past 2 weeks, Mayfield and Beckham own the league's worst reception rate at 31%. That's the worst of any quarterback-receiver combo with a minimum of 10 targets in the entire league. Beckham now has more passing attempts, 2, this season than he does touchdown receptions. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to start going off. You watch.
Did we not call this? We called this so long ago that you're going to learn the true character of a team when things don't go well. And we particularly spotlighted the Browns because of the schedule. And we both said I thought there was a good chance they'd start 2-5. And I certainly think they're going to. I don't think they're beating Seattle. And I don't think they're beating the Patriots the next time. So the finger pointing. And we talked about this with Field Yates, too, on Wednesday. He agrees. I mean, it's starting. Freddie Kitch is going to have a big, hot mess if they don't win.
It's looking like that was a terrible hire.
Well, Freddie Kitchens, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely was.
We questioned it to begin with. I mean, yeah, they looked better and exciting last year. But, again, guy doesn't go from, was he quarterback's coach or running backs? Running backs coach.
To throwing the ball all over the place.
To temporary offensive coordinator the last half of the season to head coach with no background whatsoever. It had disaster written all over it. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Eric in Fort Myers wants to talk Vikings with the Skol chant. What's up, Eric?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, Skol, guys?
What's happening?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent, man. Just got off work Friday. Got the weekend open. So,
yeah, baby.
Play some golf, watch some football. Looking good. Looking forward to it.
Hey, what kind of job do you have where you get off at 3 o'clock?
I'm a controller for a condo management company.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so Fridays are a little lax.
All right, very good.
Yeah. So going back to the Vikings, you have to remember their two losses are at Chicago and at Green Bay, division road losses. The Green Bay game, if Cousins wouldn't have thrown that boneheaded pass, we'd probably win that game.
I agree with you.
And then which offense has looked good in Chicago? You tell me that.
I can tell you that all I know is this. When the Minnesota Vikings don't play a divisional opponent at home or don't play a divisional, they are unbelievable. Straight up and against the spread. It's been that way, for a while now. And so they're playing a non-division. I don't care how good the Eagles are. Minnesota, that's going to be a tough game. I think Minnesota's going to win that game.
It's going to be a huge game, and it's going to set up playoff implications down the road, definitely. And we beat Minnesota last year. So I'll be interested to see that game. But just remember those two losses for the Vikings are road division games. And we get Chicago and Green Bay to end the season at home. So you got to remember that, too.
You still got two against the Lions,
my
man.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't discount the Lions.
Exactly. the whole NFC North might finish above 500. Easily the best division in football.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Eric, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for calling.
I think the AFC should be in that conversation as well. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Rams running back Todd Gurley is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Niners. Hey-oh. And cornerback Aqib Talib has been ruled out with a rib injury.
Wow.
Those are two big injuries.
Hold on. Get out my pigskin picks.
I know I might have to change something now.
I might be scratching something out here. Remember, I'm going contrarian today.
Well,
this was the toughest game on the board for me to pick.
Locker Room Junk says me and Pops are headed to airport to head to Vikings Eagles, leaving Locker Room Junk's girlfriend behind.
Uh-oh!
Now's your chance, Craig.
Oh, roses and bedroom guy. Oh. Here you go, pal.
Roses and bedroom guy.
This is it.
Locker Room Junk's girlfriend is alone.
What do we say, shoot
what
or
a
shoot?
Weekend. Uh-oh.
Roses and bedroom guy's going to invite her over to watch the game.
Yeah. More injury stuff coming out. Chargers tight end. Hunter Henry, full participant in practice. Still listed as questionable for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. That's Sunday night, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
But if you're a full participant in Friday, normally you're good to go on Sunday.
Sounds good. All right. 239-337 ESPN. If you want to keep talking, we're talking football all the way through here, man. We're
update our poll real quick, too.
Yeah.
Who's going to, let me just refresh real quick. Who's going to win? Hashtag fins up or at 993 ESPN radio. Hashtag fins up or hashtag HTTR.
That's the Redskins for those that don't know.
Right now it's the Redskins 70%, Miami 30%.
Wow. All right.
I don't deal with that Washington team jibber jabber.
Oh, stuff. Look, I hear you. Washington's bad. Problem is.
What's the problem?
So is Miami.
Yeah, but they're not as discombobulated as an organization now as the Redskins are. They are.
Yeah, Miami's trying to be bad. The Redskins just are bad.
Bill Callahan laid down the law. There'll be no music at stretching. And you're going to run across. You're going to jog.
This is the first non-playoff caliber team that Miami's played this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's been New England, Baltimore, Los Angeles Chargers.
You're in trouble. You're going to win this game.
Who else do they play? Dallas? Dallas?
Yeah, you're going to win this game, Chris.
Oh, New England, of course.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
I'm really in trouble.
Rose is a bedroom guy has texted in. He says, by the way, he is free this weekend. Rose is a bedroom guy girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Totino says, money line and the Fins this week. Lock.
Lock of the week.
Love it.
Love it. Going to go back-to-back weeks without losing.
Wow.
Undefeated in the month of October, the Miami Dolphins.
Chris's opinion aside from the 410, who has the better fight song, the Skins or the Dolphins?
I don't recognize any other fight song.
I think the Redskins do. Hail
to the Redskins.
Yeah,
that's
classic.
Isn't that just a knockoff of Notre Dame's?
No, Michigan.
Yeah, the Redskins are stealing Michigan's. Hail to the victors. Yeah.
But it's different. It's a different.
Why are you singing to a guy named Victor?
It's a different melody,
make any
though.
Sense.
Victory,
it's a
Chris, victory.
It's a different melody, though. It's not the same as Michigan's.
I don't know, is it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, Michigan's. Michigan
you got, you got men dressing up with pig's noses and dresses on
Hogs.
There. There's a lot of crazy stuff going up there in the DMV area.
Hogs back in the day.
The DMV?
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. DMV.
Oh, I thought the DMV was the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, that
and
area,
you missed the
that
DC
area is referred to as the DMV area.
It's referred to as the DC area.
No, the area, the whole the triangle that is Maryland, Virginia, Washington, DC, that's called the DMV area. Like, that's not, I didn't just make that up.
I think you did.
I didn't come up with that on the spot. You're giving me way too much credit right now.
I've never heard that.
Never heard that in all my life.
Never heard that.
No.
The D.C. area. The greater D.C. area.
Greater D.C. area.
Greater D.C. area.
Go ahead. Go ask
Look it up. Here we go.
Ask your little Siri.
Hey, Siri.
Stupid Siri.
What's the DMV area?
The Department of Motor Vehicles.
One possibility is the county tax collector on the Taniami Trail in Benito.
I'm telling you, we're gonna get tax saying,
right.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it referred
if
to as that.
If you think Chris is right, text in 239-337 ESPN. We'll be right back.
Even if you don't think that, somebody text in.
Don't forget, 1 hour from now, Wikipedia. And today's topic is very miscellaneous. And I think I'm going to handicap these as easy questions today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's fine. So that's coming up 1 hour, brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. 20 Moe Bucks on the line. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
What is love?
Sheeman and Shepard.
This wasn't the song I thought it was.
99.3 ESPN.
Is, love?
Is this Baby, okay?
You thought it was Holloway.
I've never heard it.
You thought it was Holloway. You better be careful.
Any bad words on this?
He doesn't
just
know.
Keep talking.
You
we'll
might just fade
down,
that down.
No problem about it.
You wonder What is Love by Holloway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not D-Light.
Try that next time.
D-Light.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. The 239 text again. I spent my entire 4-year military enlistment in the Washington, D.C. area and never once heard it called the DMV. The armpit of the nation, maybe, but not the DMV. So, Chris?
We're also getting texts of actual articles like this one. KD, Carmelo, and more. NBA ballers ride or die from the DMV. 239, he is correct. The state area of Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. is called the DMV.
Maybe they're both correct. I just never heard it called that. But DMV to me is always Department of Motor Vehicles, which nobody wants to go to.
Millennium Mike says, I'm from Maryland. I've never heard it referred to as the DMV. 239 says, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Chris, I have a question for you.
I don't know.
You've never been north of Augusta.
Yeah.
How would you even know that?
I think it was the NBA, to be honest with you, like Carmelo Anthony and...
Really?
Yeah.
But Carmelo never played there.
Well, and actually, if we're going
to
get
Syracuse.
Real with this, didn't we figure out that D.C. is actually south of the Mason-Dixon?
I think
we had that show three weeks ago.
Recently,
dude,
yeah.
But they are considered...
They're considered Yankees. No, I got that.
Yeah, considered Northeast, yeah. I have to say Yankees like that. By the way,
Chris, you, or Pete, you had a question for us that you wanted
to. Two things. One, I just retweeted Adam Schefter Minshew mania revs up in high gear Sunday. We remember we talked about this with the NFL and Jaguars. They're giving out 35,000 mustaches to fans.
Nice!
10 fans who cut their jeans into jorts.
Yes.
We'll receive Minshew jerseys as well. Mustaches have arrived, and it is ridiculous. But my question that I throw out to you guys,
yes,
unless you want to go, well, after we go to the phones, I'll throw it out to you.
All right. Truman is on. He has an answer as to whether we call the Mid-Atlantic area the DMV. Truman, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Truman.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just quick call. So I used to live in the DMV area. It is referred to as the DMV.
Why?
However, the DMV is only what's metro accessible. So, like, Southern Virginia and Northern Maryland would considered to be not be part of the DMV.
So is this inside the loop or out the Beltway or the outside the Beltway?
Basically inside the Beltway.
Okay.
All right.
But, yeah, just quick fun facts for you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Truman.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I believe that's Truman's first time calling in. Thank you.
That sounds about right.
All right, now, my question to
you guys is, it's a simple one.
Yes.
If you could only watch one game Saturday or Sunday.
Don't do that to me.
You have to pick one game, not one on Saturday. If you just pick one game to watch Saturday or Sunday.
Florida LSU.
That's what mine would be.
I would skip the Red River shootout.
Chris is going to say Miami Washington.
No, I'm actually going back in my head between the Florida LSU game or the Kansas City Houston game.
Do we have to pick Saturday and or Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday, one or the other. Just one game from the weekend slate.
One game.
I think the two most intriguing games are the Gators at LSU and Houston's in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
I would still pick Florida LSU this weekend.
I would too.
I know Kansas City and Houston always have interesting, fun games too. I mean, I agree with you. I think that's going to be a good game. And my Lions don't play till Monday, so I'm cool.
Yeah, I left that out. So you wouldn't have to choose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Yeah. Obviously, I'm taking my Bama hat off when I say that.
Yeah. Well, you're playing A&M, which, well.
Well, you've had them losing by
30. We'll
see
how you feel about that in the next segment when we ever pick skin picks.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of. Cash grab coming up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The witching hour is upon us on a Friday.
Come on.
It is time. We got a Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. We got our pigskin picks. We got Gabe Morenci. And we got Wikipedia coming down your way next. Sheeman and Shepherd on a Friday, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.